Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. We've been doing this for so long, we all hate each other now. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We have been arguing for 20 minutes before this podcast. We all want to kill each other. We all hate each other so much.
5 minutes and 29 seconds of fighting.
Actually, 4 minutes and 54 seconds.
Okay.
We're cut the tension.
You can cut the tension. Special ed class.
What can you cut the tension with?
Soup had to restart his because he said a slur.
I didn't say a slur.
And no, ain't nobody surprised here. Ain't nobody surprised.
No one said a slur. I didn't say a slur. I said the F word and I immediately regretted it.
This is happening really late because Dude was gawking his boyfriend before we came, so we had to wait for him. Barn was off doing some Canadian-ass hockey moose rage. I was sitting here on time, perfect
human. My lifestyle
human. Everybody
really
loves
makes
me.
Superman.
I'm perfect.
Not gay, by the way. So let's start.
We're starting. We started.
Where do we start?
We've been started for like a minute now.
All right,
hello.
Do the intro.
Welcome to the Goon Podcast. We are here starting now.
Did we already start?
Yeah, we've been, dude. We're living in the moment. This is us. We are
all
here.
Right, welcome
right
back to
now.
The Goons Podcast.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Goons Podcast.
I feel like I ate dumpster chicken, and now I'm just freaking out. I don't know. What's,
dumpster chicken.
I don't know what's
You're
going
in the fourth
on.
Dimension.
Don't knock until you try.
That's a good starting
chicken?
Question. If there was some good ass bomb food Hold in the on. Dumpster. But it was sitting on top of everything in a bag and still in the wrapper. Would you eat it?
I've been so drunk, I have dug a McDonald's cheeseburger out of my fucking trash can and ate it.
Why would you not just get another McDonald's cheeseburger?
Well, it wasn't like it hadn't been sitting there for like a year. It was just kind of like there and then it wasn't. And then it was in my stomach.
I'm glad you didn't leave it there for a year.
Well, the thing about McDonald's, I don't know if you've seen that video of that person that has
McDonald's.
Yeah,
dude, it doesn't make a fucking difference because it's going to look the same regardless. Yeah.
Like McDonald's doesn't get bad. It just, it gets old.
It ages like a fine wine.
Love me a 12-year-old... single malt McDonald's McDouble.
Yeah, I didn't know where you're going with that. I said ages like an Asian.
Put like take away the gap between what I just said.
Stinky chicken.
I'm gonna be a big old fat 12-year-old single malt scotch.
Just give me a fat 12-year-old. I need to mow the lawn.
This is sus. This is Sus Burger. Sus Burger starting the
Among
podcast.
Among Us, the baby sussy high school.
Let's go. Let's go.
What the fuck were all those?
I don't know, bro. Let's talk about dirty dumpster chicken. Would you eat it? Yes or no?
No.
Why not?
See, the thing is, eating it out of your own trash is not nearly as bad as eating it out of a fucking dumpster.
But I'm just not doing that.
What if
it wasn't
homeless?
Like just sitting there unwrapped. It was still wrapped in the bag. I had
doesn't
accidentally
matter
threw
where
it away.
It is.
What
I
if you were
threw
homeless,
it away
though?
By accident, and I was like, oh, wait. I threw away my food, and I went and got it at like 5 minutes later.
It was still
what
in the full
homeless?
Bag?
Yes.
Like, okay, then yeah, that'd be fine.
It wasn't like getting devoured by a cockroach I had to flick off and then like finish where he
okay,
was
Okay, I thought you meant you just put the burger straight in the bag that had other stuff in it and then ate it. Okay,
no, it wasn't like mixed in with last month's chili.
Okay, yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Well, why do you leave things in your garbage for a month? Stop doing that.
But, I'd like to see what it can grow.
I would
it looks
do
like
it
a flower.
Yep. Okay.
What if you were homeless, though, dumpster thing?
Well, I wouldn't have a choice
then,
would I?
They don't have a choice.
What a bad question.
Homeless people watching this podcast, let us know what you do.
That's like saying, would you sleep under an underpass? No, what if you were homeless? Okay, I guess. Like, what do you mean? I'm not going to go use my money I don't have to buy something if I'm homeless.
What if you only had 50 bucks to your name, but you needed some new shoes, and you were like, should I?
I think shoes would probably be the last of your worry if you already had shoes.
What?
You don't really need new shoes unless you literally don't have shoes. So.
I don't think you understand homeless culture, McNasty.
I don't. I've never been. I've almost been homeless, but never actually been.
Pussy.
90% there. Should have sent it.
Yeah.
Should have committed to
it. I can't
believe
you weren't homeless. What a loser.
Honestly.
Anyways.
Stop! I feel like I'm in the room with an old man reading the newspaper.
Quit. You hear the stocks are down.
My Dogecoin is crashing. Why is Dogecoin crashing this evening?
It did.
I bought Dogecoin at 70 cents, and like in 2 days, it went down on like 42 cents.
Yeah, you should have waited till after SNL happened.
I've actually made $1 billion off of crypto. True. I'm actually a crypto god. Sign up to my TED Talk. Yeah.
Honky coin.
Honky
a billion trillion. I'm actually richer than Elon Musk. I know everything about crypto. I actually have a crypto Twitter with 2 followers. And
I believe this.
I know everything about it.
I believe all this.
We also
I know how to read the ups and downs. I know when to buy in, when to pull out.
Yep.
I'm also an extremely gay, cum-sucking, hot dog-loving man.
You could have left that part out, I reckon.
Yeah. That didn't
that adds to his credibility.
Yeah, it's the first thing I look for in a financial advisor, if they're whatever all that is.
A cum dumpster.
Yeah.
So would you guys like to talk about topics that we have received from fans in our emails?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Okay, all right. First question. What phobias do you have, and what is your worst experience with your phobia? How and why are you scared of it?
You sound like a douchebag. You sound like a father that gives their kid one handshake a year for their birthday and no other physical contact.
My phobia is this podcast, and every week.
Wow.
My fears.
I'm proud of you, dude. You do good exposure therapy then.
Yeah, really.
You're here on time. No reluctance.
You make noises. I'm
so proud of him. I don't know.
Seriously, though, what is your phobia?
Answer.
I'm afraid of heights.
I am too.
Because you're so short, you fucking midget bitch.
Well, I'm 6'7". I'm afraid of heights.
McNasty's is constantly in a state of fear.
I can't even go like...
He can't look down ever while he walks.
You're like scared to tie your shoes.
I gotta go way down there to do what? Van slip-ons, baby. I don't have to worry about it.
Slip-on shoes are fucking stupid unless they're Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs aren't stupid at all.
Crocs are fucking epic. Any Croc slander...
Do you
off.
Own a pair of Crocs, Soup?
I fucking do, and they have a little Mario head on the
I
end of them.
I bet they stink.
They don't stink, because I wash them with dish soap.
Why?
That's true, what? You can wash with dish soap.
Because I eat spaghetti off of them.
Oh,
you
God.
Really are
and this
just...
one, we used to be kind of serious about this podcast.
When was that?
We were just making spaghetti Croc jokes.
When the fuck were
when was I ever serious about this podcast?
Shut up!
Please enlighten
Shut
me, Buddha.
Up.
We're
Please
here
enlighten
to open
me, Buddha cosplayer.
Shut up.
The Games Podcast, so serious. We're also
Games
fucking...
Games Podcast, answer the question.
Damn it!
Answer the question. I don't want to hear about your spaghetti croc story.
So how was your day, Blarg?
I'm not a huge fan of spiders.
Yeah, me neither. Spiders scare the fuck out of me. Even the tiniest of baby spiders freak me out.
I don't get scared of them. I just like I don't like them. Like
fuck
if you could
spiders, dude.
Go over there, that would be cool.
Fuck you know? Spiders. You know what I don't get, dude? If you went back to like the native days of like Dew's ancestor time period with the Indians and shit,
you could have said that a little nicer. I
you
think.
Know, you know, and they're like,
during that time
they're
period.
Like, why is my fucking tribe getting wiped out? You know, maybe we should build a mud hut to sleep in to get away from all these snakes and spiders. Yes. And now fast forward fucking 200 years, 300 years, and now we're just letting them live in our homes, our very well-made homes. They would call us fucking retarded.
200
Natives
years ago
come
not
back.
Very long ago, Sue.
I mean, we might call whatever. You some things, but not. I don't know if retarded's what? The word we'd call you.
You get what I'm saying, though. People who have snakes
Maybe
and
terrorists.
Spiders as pets, or, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why?
You really needed that long of a backstory just to say you don't understand spider pets?
I'm just saying, think about how the humans back then would be like, you guys are fucking dumb. Like, this wiped out a whole tribe of
well,
mine
people
we
don't,
couldn't get away from them.
People don't make brown recluses pets. They make, like, the most harmless...
Like wolf
yeah, like a
version
big, yeah,
of
like a big tarantula.
Why
with
fuck
no
with
venom?
Any of them? Why fuck with any of
because
them?
Because we're smart enough now to know that some of them aren't.
You're not too goddamn smart
venomous.
If you're sleeping next to a fucking spider. Is all
they're
I'm
not,
saying.
Nobody, who the fuck would do that?
Them.
You would crush the spider in your sleep.
You don't call
or
it.
Or just walk off.
What's the point in having it? What does the spider bring you? Does it bring you any kind of joy?
Some people
yeah,
like
probably.
Fucking spiders.
They're
people
fucking weirdos.
What is the point of having fish? It's just like it's the same thing. You just
exactly. Exactly. What? Why? Why do
Same
you need
with
it in
iguanas,
your home?
Lizards, anything that's like in a fucking like a
glass jar
square.
Yeah,
it's just boring. I don't a fish. I mean, I can understand fish because fish are like pretty. They're like colorful and they're like
spiders can be pretty. Have you ever seen like I forget what kind of tarantula it is.
There's no pretty deranged. Fucking
no,
spider.
It's got,
there's
got like that this really cool blue color. It's examined.
That is not a thing.
Spiders are spider. Horrifying. Crawling on my beard. Yeah.
I
no. Stop.
All right. I tried. I tried to have a moment with you guys and you guys just throw it out the fucking trash. God. God.
Funk.
Just I actually experience. Saw a massive spider at the lake the other day.
Is this why you're so heated?
Yes. It fucking scared me.
I see that. I really got that vibe that you don't really like spiders.
Yeah. You literally said you have a phobia of them. And
I
you're
said
just
I'm not,
people
I said,
that
I'm,
sleep
said I'm not
with
a
them.
Huge fan.
So what? You watched Spider-Man, you were scared the whole time.
Terrified. Just the fact panicking. That a spider can bite someone and morph them into a fucking cum shooting out of their wrist, man. Fuck that. No.
I don't think what? You've that watched the right awesome. Spider-Man.
He's just cooming all over the city.
I love that laugh Soup does. He sounds like a guilty dog.
It's like that one dog character that laughs like that. I don't know what that's from.
Yeah, you just...
What is that from? He goes... You're like, I don't even laugh.
Does it start with an M?
Mark? Mr. Man?
I don't...
Mark the dog.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Modern Macy. Marvels.
Does anybody else have any phobias that aren't spiders?
I'm scared of water.
Why?
It's more of like... The question is more of like a phobia that you've like experienced. You
I
know,
can't
I feel like
think of
arachnophobia
one.
Is just a general thing to be scared of.
That's like people saying they have OCD. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people just say, like, generally, oh, I'm OCD about this thing, and they don't actually have OCD. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm scared of spiders. Yeah. But they probably don't have, like, legitimate arachnophobia.
Yeah. People that, like, self-diagnose themselves on Twitter. It's awesome.
Exactamundo.
Yeah, I don't think I have any legitimate phobias. I just don't like heights. I don't know that I'm, like, actually, like, hyperventilating or anything like that because I'm in a tall building or something.
Yeah, I've experienced, like, being afraid of heights. And it's, like, the most bitchiest way. But I tried to go up a ladder on top of an apartment complex, and I just couldn't. I couldn't get past like the fifth step. I'm like, I'm
you
gonna fall and die.
Bitch, McNasty. You're a little bitch,
fucking pussy. So would you do that, Mister? I'm afraid of heights.
Fucking little pussy ass bitch. Fucking
yeah, you don't want to answer the question because you're also
fucking little bitch.
Fucking little pussy ass bitch.
Fucking little pussy ass. Look at you.
Stop flirting. Stop.
Have you seen Deuce calves? He doesn't need a ladder. He just jumps, McNasty.
Yeah, you should see
he
my
steps on air.
He puts a basic like Walmart fan under him and just flies off.
Choke me with your thigh,
spread eagle, and just takes off.
Not even like a pedestal fan, like a desk fan.
God, a tornado would just chuck me like two states over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd be fucking gone.
I'm dying.
I don't have anything else to add to this. I don't really have any phobias. Like I can't think of a single thing. The only thing. But I haven't even experienced it. The only thing I know would freak me the fuck out is like I'm not claustrophobic, but in like a cave setting. Have you ever seen those people that go into like caves?
The spelunkers.
Like, dude, it's just this little tiny opening. There's like water in it, and they just swim
Hell
right in.
Hell no.
Yeah, that shit.
Did you hear about that?
I know I would panic.
Did you hear about that story of the soccer team over in some Asian country or whatever, where they got like trapped in there for like weeks?
Fuck that.
No, I've heard of the Chilean miners and stuff. There was one dude that died.
Why
went into
for Chile?
There's one
Chile
dude that
can't be worth it.
Went into a little small ass hole in the cave, way too deep, and he got his top half in and not his bottom half, and he got stuck. And rescue teams literally could not get him out without killing him.
Exactly.
Or like ripping him in half, and he just died.
Oh my
just
God.
Suffocated.
Let that be
slowly.
A lesson. To fucking Minecraft YouTubers. Stop trying to go in small holes. It doesn't fucking work out.
To Minecraft.
Ever.
Okay, this is.
Wow.
I'm changing.
Jesus Christ.
What's fucked is like that probably still needs to be said.
Yeah, it really does.
The worst does. Part of that, huh? All right. Anyway, next topic.
I mean, at least the good thing now is most of the bigger Minecraft YouTubers now are like our kids. So they're not like adults going after kids.
The also good thing about that is these nuts. I'm scared of water.
Don't talk about your nuts.
Dude.
near kids.
I actually the thought of being in like a small like cave area and just having like your arms like pinned to your fucking like the side of your body, you just can't move. Yeah, that's
a reality feeling. For people who like going through caves, and they're just like, this is great.
Yeah, don't know what the fuck's wrong. Head examined.
Yeah, they need to die.
Okay, you guys just defended people that have snakes and spiders as pets, but people that crawl in small caves are
apples
now,
and oranges.
Now they're a problem. Fuck you guys. Double standard.
I feel like you just specifically.
We're talking about phobias, though.
You specifically have something against spider people, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Are you a spider racist?
I believe it.
I just don't get. Anyway, I'm scared of water. Like drowning.
I don't want to drown. Just meant water, just in general.
I haven't showered in 15 years.
Well, that's true, but that's not related.
That's not because of the phobia.
I only drink Fanta Orange every
that's
day.
That's not related. The thought of my lungs filling up with water is just, dude, I don't even know.
I don't know that there's anybody who's like hard at
that thought
either.
I feel like that's another like basic, like fear of drowning. I feel like that's just another.
Do you not swim well?
No, I mean, I just don't. I don't like the ocean. I don't get why the beach is so popular. I don't know why people want to go just swim in the ocean. Like, fuck that shit, dude. It's not fun.
There's
literally
nothing scary on the edge of the ocean.
Yes, there
are like
they're
jellyfish
fucking is.
And a lot
there
of
fucking
other
is.
Things that can't. Actually
the ocean is full of nothing but goddamn fortunes. Death.
Okay, that's not true.
It is death. Lobsters and crabs want to pinch your fucking nuts off.
Okay, yeah, those are the scariest part of the
those
ocean.
Those are the least of your worries.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is right at the shore, there's already a warning. You got little fucking spider-looking crab fucks pinching at you.
Warning,
they're like,
crab.
They're warning you. They're like, stay away. Click, click, click. Stay away. It's like a...
Then stay away. Don't go towards their conglomerate of little spider crabs.
Yeah, stay out of their hood.
They're trying to keep you away from the ocean is what it is.
No, they're absolutely not.
They are. They're
wait,
a warning.
Wait. Spider crabs are border patrol for the ocean is what you're telling me.
Yes, we need to absolutely. Give them ARs and build
dude,
a wall.
All crabs are border patrol for the ocean. That's what it is.
That is woke.
That
as
is
hell.
Have you guys
woke.
Ever stepped on a sea urchin?
No.
I have.
I don't really go to the beach ever. Also that.
Okay.
I stepped.
I live in the farthest location from a beach in all possible directions. So.
Look up what a sea urchin is.
I know what a sea urchin is.
I know what a sea urchin is. You can get them in like sushi.
Yeah. It fucking hurts.
It's Black Sonic the Hedgehog, but in water.
So Shadow the Hedgehog.
True.
Shadow the Hedgehog?
But with water
you don't
rings
know,
on.
You don't know who Shadow the Hedgehog is?
I don't know Sonic lore, really.
What?
Bro, imagine
Super
Sonic,
Nintendo
was
a kid.
Black.
Tell me that if
said Sega.
Yeah, that's how they pitched him.
I feel like McNasty would be Big the Cat from the Sonic universe.
I feel like he'd be Dr. Eggman.
It's just the way he talks. He's like, I'm Big the Cat.
They're fucking mean.
McNasty, if I said that, you would have called me like 12 disciples right now.
What does that mean?
Disciples?
You would have called me a holy man.
What does that mean?
What?
Meaning you would have blessed me out.
I am so confused on what you're trying to say to me.
He's saying that I can get away with shitting on you, but he can't.
Yep.
Because I'm your
cuter.
Baby girl.
We fight sometimes, but then we make up in the bedroom later. It's okay.
Dubiously.
Fuck yourself!
Mm-hmm. There it is.
I like screaming at you. It's fun.
Just sound like an old man with dementia.
It rustles my jimmies.
And burned his tongue.
Just
it was a little bit
wheelchair.
Too hot.
Slightly too warm of soup.
He's fighting back.
Starts swinging.
Okay. Starts getting nom flashbacks.
I have another good question, Hal.
Okay.
If you were able to change something that has happened in the past, what would it be?
9/11.
Okay. I would have got a third plane.
And crashing into what?
Nothing.
The third tower?
Well, there was
Tower 7, but that worked on itself. Yeah, that one.
Y'all don't know your 9/11 lore.
Come on, build number 7 just kind of fell down like like Minecraft creative. Someone just nuked the world.
Just gave up on itself. that's an odd one. Anyway.
So you wouldn't want to change something that like you've done in your life that you regretted? You would just change 9/11?
I feel like that's kind of pointless because everything that's happened in your life kind of led you to where you are now.
Right.
And therefore,
one small
you
change
have,
and
yeah, you wouldn't knows. Have learned certain lessons and you might not be where you are. Yeah,
I think about that a lot. Like if I didn't drop out of high school, I might have went to college and ended up getting into like a $20 an hour job.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, that's,
I wouldn't
that,
be
yeah,
here.
No,
right
no,
now.
No, absolutely not.
No, no shit.
No, I'm saying like, if I went back,
you could have changed,
if I went back in time,
I am a fortune teller,
did better in high
that,
school
no
and
shot.
Learned and wasn't a piece of shit. No, then I might end up going to college again, a fucking $20
job. You being a piece of shit is a fixed thing
yeah,
in time.
Yeah, that's a fixed variable. That's,
right. That cannot be changed.
Man, you guys are fucked. I hate you. Why am I here?
I'm not.
I'm gonna cry from my pussy.
You don't want to fuck with your past, dude, because that, no. like, you know, that it alters everything. You know what I mean? Like, dude.
Yeah.
You could, like, go back and change what shirt you put on this morning, and, like, 12 Get gay shot babies in the head. Could be born in Russia.
I don't know
and,
about
and
that.
And they could
but...
grow up and dominate the world.
And they would die. Okay. I don't think you can be gay in Russia legally.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Like, anything's possible.
Yeah. You would have...
Be careful what shirt you pick out, chat.
Yeah.
Never know what will happen.
I love that so much. Like, we're just streaming. Chat. Chat, watch out. Okay. Especially coming from the person that streams once a month.
Shut.
If that.
Shut.
Shut just... the fuck your ass and face. How about that?
No. Ooh. I'm gonna not shut my ass.
Yeah, you would be a great villain in a movie.
Who?
I'd have the best one-liners.
I don't know about that.
Thanos is just like, shut.
Dies. Yeah. We could... What? What were you
Any
about to say?
Change in the past?
No, we all came to
my gender, McNasty. That's all that would change.
That would have changed like basically nothing. You'd actually be accepted for what you do in your free time.
Yeah.
We could always have unlimited amounts of girl videos at the ready.
Honestly, you really should have been born a woman. You kind of weren't for the boys by being a man.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Kind of BM of you, to be honest.
When girls play anything, number 652.
All right, swapping genders.
When girls do podcast.
Yeah, dude, just title easy. Every podcast. That's funny.
Next topic.
All right. What would be your ideal way to die?
What the fuck?
Shot out of a cannon.
All right.
Evil Knievel, my buddy, bitch.
I don't know. I haven't really just woke up and like, how would I don't want to die? Like,
I want to get shot out of a cannon into a wall of frozen spaghetti. That's so thick that my body immediately splats on impact.
And I become
marinara.
More spaghetti.
Yeah, yep. You become the spaghetti.
Exactly.
Can I put that on LiveLeak?
LiveLeak's gone.
Upload it.
Yeah, I want you to monetize his death.
LiveLeak
sure.
is gone.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh,
yeah, apparently
wow, what are the serial killers going to do? Damn.
I don't know. Yeah, how are they going to monetize their hobby?
True.
I don't know.
Nobody considers them. Kind of
sad. I don't know how I want to die, man. Like,
I would probably want to die in my sleep.
Well, like, yeah, I was gonna say,
do you want like a real answer or do you want a meme answer? Because like,
or do you
want to
go out like a G?
I wasn't fucking. Mine wasn't a meme.
I know it's not.
I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, we know, buddy.
We know, little guy.
Take me seriously.
Okay.
Oh, we do.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Oh my god, answer the goddamn question. You guys are putting too much thought into it.
I don't know.
It's
peacefully,
just you dying.
Peacefully
nothing matters after.
My
I always thought
family.
It would be cool to shit and maybe have a stroke on the toilet.
Why? Why are you implying that, Blarg? I didn't like that. You were like implying peacefully around my friends and family. You think my friends and family wouldn't be cheering me on as my fucking body got
you
contorted
got
into it? Yes, as I got contorted into the cannon. Dude, all my friends would be there filming it, no doubt.
What would happen though if you got shot out of the cannon, but like between the cannon end and the spaghetti wall started, kind of flipped around, and then you just hit your legs, and then you just like destroyed your legs and lived.
We'll load him, load that bitch back up in the cannon.
Yeah, shovel me back up and throw me back in.
It's over.
I was going to say, have somebody there, like somebody who works with horses, like when a horse gets injured, they just have a shotgun. Just shotgun him in the head. I don't know, man. But if, like, you know, if it ever came to it and I had to, like, I knew I was going to go out, like, I knew, like, all right, I got, like, stage four, like, I can't do shit about this. I'd probably just, like, hang myself on a ceiling fan and just let them try to get the body while it's, like, spinning around the room to see him try to chase me down. I think that'd be good. That'd be good entertainment for whoever gets to watch.
I want to be a piñata at a children's birthday party.
Of course you do, you fucking weirdo.
Don't make it into that. I'm just trying to die.
You want to die from kids hitting you with... Let me word this properly. From kids...
You want to die from kids' sticks?
From kids beating you?
No. Yeah, no, essentially. But actually, kids the prize just is my hitting you in the back. Shit. Yeah.
Mom, holy I got shit. The lung. Dude, I feel like you got hamster organs. Like, I feel like the lung is the size of like
only
a kidney
in my
bean.
Head.
Hamster those are organs. Hard to play because they're so small.
Oh my god! That's
good times. On the Beans podcast.
Not bad.
So enjoying the moment.
Guys being guys and whatever.
Dudes, hamsters being hamsters, playing the organ.
Just they thems being they thems.
Stop.
No, none of that.
We don't respect pronouns on this podcast.
Okay. I didn't say
yes,
that.
We do. Shut up.
Yes, we do. Goons podcast. Respect pronouns.
Yeah, all right.
They,
all right.
Are they, them, she, whatever.
Did you? Whatever. Never mind.
Actually, yeah, now I'm thinking about it. Who gives a shit?
The Southerner is not associated with what's been going on in the
shut
past.
Shut up.
Okay.
He knows
very dominant. Place. Very dominant dude today. Did you take some creatine before you got on the podcast?
Did you listen to Creed and work out, babe?
Yeah.
Did you create a teen
when
in your laboratory?
You are walking on a treadmill.
The monkey. Remember that clip? That was an old clip.
Walking. Yeah. The monkey.
Okay, let's go.
I have another question. Okay, do you guys have a bucket list? Obviously, everybody has a fucking bucket list. Why would you ask that question? You idiot!
I don't have a bucket list.
Yeah,
what would be on that bucket list? Everybody has a fucking bucket. Like, what do you want to do before you die? That's just like a basic.
I don't know, because my needs and desires change.
There has to be something right now that you're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this eventually.
Soup.
Visit Australia. I want to have sex with 10 women at once or something.
No. Okay. Your bucket list.
I don't like
why
your bucket list, dude. Yeah.
Oh, you know why?
Why am I not first?
Okay. All right. A spit roast with soup.
You have to do us all at once, just to be fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually, us all meeting is a good bucket list thing.
Yeah.
That's honest. That's something I think about kind of regularly.
Avoiding you guys is actually on mine, so that's weird that you say that. Yeah, no, that I guess that'd be one. I don't really know what else.
Putting out a full-length studio-quality album when I have the time to do it.
There you
would
go.
You sing on that album, or would it just be like a guitar album?
It could be some of both. I'm not really sure.
I would like to hear that. And your fans would like to hear that, too.
That's after I retire from dick watching.
Can I feature on like a bluesy single?
No.
I'll be busy that week.
What about like an Egyptian single?
I mean, I don't know anyone else who sings it as well as you, so...
Yeah.
You're like the Kenny G of... singing Egyptian.
I think you mean the Pharaoh.
Yeah. You're like the Kenny G of.
That's so awkward.
For a second there, I was starting to wonder if you guys didn't know what Pharaoh was.
Pharaoh.
You know what a Pharaoh is? The joke just sucked.
It's a playable character in Overwatch.
Jesus.
Yeah,
that's
Jesus.
Racist. That's racist.
Joseph.
Why was that fucking racist?
Why is there so many?
I want to visit the seven wonders of the world and piss on them with my urethra.
That is a good bucket list thing.
Yeah, traveling.
You might end up in jail
for sure.
After the first one.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't want to piss on them, but I would like to go see them with my eyeballs.
Why do you keep specifying the part of your body?
Is the Eiffel Tower part of the one of the things?
That's probably something.
What do you mean? It's something. Of course, it's something.
I mean, it's a tower in France.
What do you mean? I bet it's a noun. I don't know.
It's a person, place, or a thing.
What do you mean?
No, the Eiffel Tower is not a wonder of the world.
Then what the fuck is it?
It's the Great Wall of China.
A big piece of shit metal. The
pyramids of Giza. Petra. The Colosseum in Italy.
The Christ. Oh, wait. Is one of them.
The Colosseum is in Rome?
Yeah. In Italy, yeah.
Oh, you mean the one in Brazil where he's doing the Creed song Arms Wide Open?
Yeah.
That
one?
That is a wonder, I believe.
Yep. Machu Picchu in Peru. That's another one.
Yeah,
is that
a Pokemon?
The Taj Mahal in Agra.
I feel like you'd get kicked out of that one pretty quick.
And Christ the Redeemer. I actually did not know
that. That's Brazil name. But you, yeah.
I'd like to go see him. I've actually been watching An Idiot Abroad. If you guys haven't seen that, I recommend
it. I've heard of that. What is it?
It's so fucking good. It's Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, okay. And, I thought so. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
He sends his friend around the world. Just this basic guy, Carl Pilkington. And dude, it's so funny. He has to like go and live like in these people's like culture for like a week or something at a time. And dude, it's so good.
Yeah, so I think you told me about that, and I watched a little bit of it.
That sounds like that Zac Efron like documentary thing he did on Netflix.
Except this was actually probably way funnier.
Oh, yeah, no. The Zac Efron thing wasn't meant to be funny.
No, it's just more so like actually him doing stuff that he likes and not High School Musical 25. I don't know what to contribute to the bucket list thing. I mean, there's a lot of shit I want to do, but like...
I want to travel bad. I want to go to Europe. Yeah. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Japan. Maybe China. I don't know about China. China, a little bit sus.
I want a woman to make sex to me. China, a little bit sus.
We will vote China out. Among Us reference number 5.
Well, I know, like, isn't there, like, I don't know, weird, like, tension between China and America or something?
There's like, tension between America and everything.
Maybe racist.
Everyone hates Japan, Americans. Really.
Europe's probably not too
bad. Everyone hates everyone, dude. Everyone's a piece of shit. Just be nice to one another and love each other, brother. Embrace your brother until he finishes. And that's how you know that you love him.
You sound like that guy that was in New York with the rubber chicken and the big sign. Yelling, love yourself and shit. You know which guy I'm talking about?
Yes.
Absolute legend that guy is.
It's kind of fucked how, like... the world is just fueled by hate.
You know what I mean? Money.
Weird. Like, even media, just like, no media reports like good shit. They're just like, this guy died.
Well, yeah. Do you want to watch something to see, like, this guy gave this guy a hug and $20? No.
Yeah.
Well, that's
they do it on YouTube all the time.
They get millions and millions
of views on YouTube. I gave this guy $100 and I thought he was going to go buy booze, but he ended up going to buy clothes and flowers.
The media knows fear views. Controls people. Same with religion.
And it sells. Yep.
Yes.
Whoa.
I mean, it's a fair point.
Yeah.
Especially fear right brings now. Money and attention.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a true statement.
I bought a new chair and I fucking hate it so much.
That's directly related to what we're talking about.
I'm trying to get comfortable and it's just uncomfortable.
Did you buy that chair out of fear of your ass hurting?
Did the media convince you needed that chair?
I bought it because the wheel on my old chair broke. One of them.
Broke. New chair.
New chair. It was just an old chair.
But the wheel.
The dumbest part about this chair is the arms are not adjustable at all.
That's not good.
Are they wide open though?
I mean, yeah. They're like,
thank you, Soup.
Reference number 3.
Creed Joik.
Creole.
Creola monkey.
Okay, do we have
I don't really want to listen to, like, I want to start listening to other podcasts and compare them to ours.
Well, they're way better, so don't bother.
Yeah, seriously. You want to listen to inferiority?
So, like, structured and they don't make noises and they don't make like dumbass.
I kind of like that about our podcast. Like
you're a fucking stupid piece of shit, McNasty. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god, this white dad and dad piece fight. Of shit. This white ass piece of cracker shit.
The whole point of a podcast is to have a conversation that turns into another.
I just said that I like that about our podcast. You did not need to let me finish a sentence.
Occur naturally.
There. Now our viewers have to listen to a bleep sound from game boosting. I'll do it again. You ready for this? Oh, that's on a podcast. Two times.
You probably just made like four people total their car.
I want somebody to be sleeping to the podcast all of a sudden just like, oh my god.
We should do something really loud for people that fall asleep, and then when they wake up, we should be like, that wasn't us. That was not us.
There's someone in your house.
Get the gun.
Start shooting out your windows.
Okay, let's not. Let's not do
that. Don't do that, please.
Yeah, don't do that. Actually, seriously, don't.
Maybe.
Coward cinnamon roll.
Thank you, soup.
What is one badass moment you've had? Have you ever had just a badass moment? Why is it funny?
I called my teacher a fucking retard one time. And he applauded me.
Really?
No.
Okay, well, that was disappointing.
You never dude perfected like something into a trash can or something? I don't know.
A fetus.
Top 10 badass moments.
Said a slur on Roblox and didn't get banned. I don't know. Badass moment.
Have you ever had a fat ass moment?
Yes.
Yeah. Eating Doritos in bed.
What's the biggest fat ass moment you ever had? You had like 6 plates at a buffet or something?
I had 2 chicken sandwiches from Popeyes yesterday.
Yeah, I used to eat a shit ton of food at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I had 2 full chicken sandwiches, no fries though, just 2 chicken sandwiches and a drink, and felt pretty fat after.
Dude, Popeye's chicken sandwiches are so good. Wait, in Canada, don't you guys have like multiple chicken sandwiches?
We just have the regular and the spicy.
Oh, really? I thought you guys had like a, buttermilk ranch one, and then like a, like I don't know. I thought you guys had one.
Maybe I don't think so. Not that I know. Maybe in like Toronto and like. Actual Canada cities and not little dumpster fire where I live.
You guys have had it for a lot longer than we have, though, huh?
Yeah, we had the chicken sandwich first here. And, dude, it was fucked. Like, when that came out, like, there's 2 Popeyes in my cities. Both of them were, like 45-minute wait if you wanted food.
Oh, there's one here that's 45-minute wait no matter what fucking line there is. They're so slow.
Really?
Like, you go and you drive up through the drive and you can see everything in the back because it's, like, at eye level of your car, and people are just like standing around, just like not doing anything. They're not making the sandwich. They're just kind of standing there. They're like looking up at the TV, just kind of like for like 5 minutes. It's like,
yeah, talking about Popeyes.
Yeah, the one here is just super fucking slow.
Both Popeyes,
just a shitty Popeyes.
Yeah, both Popeyes here are like owned and run by like Indian people, like first generation Indians. So they actually have good work ethic.
Yeah.
So they're actually quite fast with everything.
I love when McNasty said "oh" like that. I couldn't tell if that was like a disappointed "oh" or like a.
If it's run by someone,
he's just pissing about his fucking bunch of pothead California teenagers.
Yeah, they're all
chicken.
Like, yeah, they're all kids too. They're all like fucking like 17, 18 young ass.
Yeah, just like mom made them get a job.
Young ass.
What are you guys' thoughts on child labor?
I gave a kid $100 to just come to my driveway every time it snowed and to shovel it last year.
You're going to federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I'll have a great driveway, so I'm not worried.
I mean, if it's consensual child labor, then I don't think it's a problem.
I think putting consensual child to each other are not good things.
Putting a kid in a factory? Bam.
Well,
what if he consents to being in the factory?
Nike would disagree. Yeah.
Then he needs a work permit.
What if the kid's just a gifted Nike shoemaker And it would be a shame for his potential to be.
Apparently, there's a lot of these. He's gonna miss out on his one quarter for a week of work.
His calling.
Yeah, his calling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Selfish, McNasty. You're being selfish.
How do you think we all got our iPhones, dude? It's pretty epic, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I would be very shocked if kids could put together an iPhone. That's actually they very
can.
Impressive.
They literally
You'd be
can.
Surprised
it's
at
Foxconn.
What kids can do when you hold a gun to their head.
Yeah, threaten to kill their family if they don't put this fucking hard drive in. Like,
build this fucking iPhone or I'm going to kill your fucking dog.
All right.
A little aggressive, but okay.
Yeah,
let's just say my day in the fucked. Apple store wasn't that great.
I get that vibe.
Have you guys actually ever went to an Apple store for anything?
Dude, it's hell on earth.
Yeah.
I think I just went once just to like look around.
I feel like I've been flashbanged by like SWAT when I walk in there. It's so bright and everything's white. Yeah. The people and the store.
And the jars of mayonnaise.
What?
Yeah.
Am I dripping cum?
I have not been to this store.
Oh, it's in every mall.
Why'd you say it like that? Oh, it's in every mall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's in every mall.
Accent.
Yeah, it's in every mall.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, the van store there, too. And the titties. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Starbucks store there. The mall, too. You go down there, there's Starbucks. Used to be a GameStop. Closed it. Now it's a Spencer's. I love mocking my friends, but I hate when I get mocked by my friends. Don't do it. I'm sensitive.
That was pretty deep.
What's going on today, man?
I don't know. We're
not
weird.
Much. What's going on with
Just
you?
It's a weird, wacky bunch of guys.
Dude, the country is running out of chicken. What's that about, boys?
I know.
Does anyone know the solution?
Oh, no.
What are we going to do, guys?
Yeah. I don't know.
Chickens fuck more? What's like the solution to that?
Yeah.
What's causing? Is it because there's so much like
chicken
hype now?
We need to make chicken porn more accessible for the chickens so they're more horny.
Well, the thing is, I feel like
that's true.
Good idea. Good idea. How can we fix this?
Yeah.
I feel like over the last like 5 or 6 years, like the chicken, like the hype over chicken related things have just gone way up. Like with Chick-fil-A, Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Chicken's like at an all-time high.
Like after Chick-fil-A,
chicken stocks are up, bro.
Did you know that there's like stocks on like chicken and beef and stuff? There's like wheat stocks and it's like weird.
Yeah, I think
like
that's
stocks
just
about
being a farmer.
But I know that they're called something. There's literally a stock on like animals. I know, it's weird.
It's not really stock, that weird. Stock. I mean, it's basically a material.
Yeah, but stocks are all about like brands and companies. That's
which,
like a thing.
Which provide what? Something that somebody wants.
Like
that's all chicken. It is. It's just where there is demand, there is money. So that's all it is. Yeah. Not that
Anyways,
crazy.
Like over
basically,
the last...
you're a fucking idiot, McNasty, is what I'm getting at.
Okay, thank you. Anyways, over like He's the right last 5 years, or like whenever Chick-fil-A started blowing up, I feel like every company started making like their own chicken sandwich to compete. Popeye's being like the first big blow up one here in America. I feel like that's maybe why the chicken shortage is.
Give the chickens tinder.
People are more like excited about chicken now than beef.
You sound like a really bad chicken salsman. Like you're trying
to
pitch chicken.
Excited about
chicken is in.
Think about it, dude. Our fucking like parents, like the generation that was our parents. You know, they fed us a lot of chicken nuggies, getting us addicted at an early age. So therefore, into our adulthood, we want chicken because it brings us comfort and it's yummy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And protein.
It's terrible.
We just
Sorry
played
about that.
The flute out of nowhere.
I took my headphone off, my right headphone off to scratch my ear, and I talked, and it made that noise. Oh,
you know what's crazy is that even though there's a fucking chicken shortage, dude, KFC is still going to be serving up them deep fried yummy rat tails that we all love to munch on. Nom, 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 nom our teeth on.
What?
I hate KFC now.
KFC
used to be so
I've
good.
I've had KFC once in my life, and my grandma tried to hype it up, and I ate it, and I was like, Grandma, this is dog shit, and I'm putting you in a home.
Yeah, my grandma also tried to hype up owning other humans, Blarg. It wasn't that epic when I found out about it.
You're lying.
I'm totally just. I'm taking the piss, mate. I'm taking the piss.
Where are you taking it to?
Toilet? You know, if MasterCard was made in the 1700s, it would have a totally different meaning.
Thank you.
MasterCard.
Just a birthday card for the house owner.
MasterCard.
Oh, man, that was really out of left field.
How many brands can we shit on today, boys?
Master on
top. How about gas? Dude, the whole country's running out of gas, too.
Nah, that's just the East Coast. You guys are dumb.
Man, we sound like a bunch of dudes who like wives know each other, so we have to hang out. And just have nothing good to talk about.
So how is this happening in the world today?
Bringing up anything to talk about.
Yeah,
dude.
It's happening.
About that
it's happening.
Palestine.
Yeah, dude, it's a thing.
How about them people?
How about them Red Sox boys?
I mowed my lawn today.
So did I.
Did you really?
You mow your own lawn?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't have a slave to do it for me, McNasty.
I don't have a slave. I have a fake lawn.
What? God, California.
California is cringe. Oh, well, yeah. It's probably so it doesn't catch on fire. I understand.
Well, I didn't choose it. It just came with the house.
The lawn.
But it's weird because there are other houses in this, like, strip of houses that have actual grass.
Nah.
But most of them have fake grass. It's just the way that the fucking designers built this fucking neighborhood.
Do a vlog around your neighborhood and show the houses.
How about not? Because I'm not in here.
Real grass and fake grass and compare them.
No.
All right.
How about you take me on a date and then make me pay half and then
sure
we don't
thing,
have sex?
Babe.
That seems like a fair
sure
deal.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
How about I take you on a date and treat you like an equal? Yeah, I will do that, actually.
I don't know. I actually kind of like to be degraded.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Switch.
Okay.
Me too. I was made by Nintendo.
Yeah, me too. I was made by Nintendo.
Do we have an actual topic?
Please, God.
Yeah, we have lots of topics here. We have like 600 topics, but we're just talking about chicken.
Yummy!
You sound like the loose bitch.
Bikini Bottom is running out of chicken!
Yeah.
When did you guys get the idea to start the podcast? I actually don't remember that.
You guys have to answer this, because
I think I might have came up with the idea initially.
Yesterday, December
7th,
1941.
How it was conceptualized.
I think I feel like, I don't know. I remember watching Misfits podcast and just like thinking it would be cool to start a podcast.
That's crazy, dude. I totally didn't get that vibe.
And now we're here. Just being stupid and obnoxious vocally for the masses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is way more interesting than chicken, for sure.
I mean, do you want to continue to talk about the chicken shortage?
I'm a little pissed.
Right, why are you pissed?
All right, go ahead.
Speak your piece chicken
about
boy.
The chicken thing.
I want fucking chicken, dude.
Then eat it.
All right. So what's the solution?
Okay. Have you actually noticed any chicken shortage? Like I
sure have.
Really?
So you mean
the ones in my yard? They ain't as tall as they were yesterday.
That's what they mean. All chickens are just like 6 inches shorter now.
The gravitational pull on the earth is making chickens shrink.
Oh, fuck. Dude,
I still think about
your Afro chicken neighbor all the time. Just like the way you described it made it sound like your neighbor themselves is a chicken. And not that
they
own chickens.
Are. I don't know if anyone lives there besides that chicken. So
you reckon you
like
they
to
very well could
laugh.
Have a 30-year mortgage on that home? I don't know.
What would the chicken do for income other than die?
I
don't know. He's rare in value now, Blarg.
Yeah,
he's worth a lot fucking more today than he was when I talked about him.
Yeah, I guess he's an appreciating asset, huh?
He's probably gonna fucking die. He's probably gonna get eaten.
Somebody's gonna drive by, shoot him.
Someone's gonna chop that little fucking afro off, nom him up.
I have a very controversial question.
Shooting on a chicken.
I have a controversial question. Hey, what are you guys?
Go for it.
What is the best COD game?
Black Ops 2.
The best COD game?
Black Ops 2.
I mean, well, it's depends. Like, are we talking like subjectively or like objectively here? Because they're different.
Objectively.
What the fuck okay, well then
probably
mean,
modern, probably Modern Warfare 2019.
That was a good one.
It had Black the Ops most features better. By far. Like, objectively, that's the best. But I like the original Black Ops game the best. That's my favorite. But that's just because I like have to it.
Go with original Black Ops 2.
But that's because I like original it. Black it's, Ops it's also. Not the best.
I mean,
yeah.
Black Ops 2 was fun though. That Black Ops 2 is when I did my best in like
the whole Black Ops series was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Black Ops 3.
Actually, 4.
It fell off after Ghosts. Ghosts was when it started to die. They decided to start taking out the forced game chat. So like that sense of getting on and being called the N word and that they fucked my mom, like that was gone and it just changed.
We need that in games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like actually, not joking.
No, for real. We need some more fun.
Yeah.
Player interaction is like 50% of what makes a game good. Probably more, in my opinion.
And who the hell's bright idea was it that you don't stay in the same lobby with people in Call of Duties now? Yeah. Every lobby you get ripped out and put in a new one? That's so dumb. It's like they're doubling down on this, like, we don't want you to meet nobody on this game. Nobody talk. Just shoot
each other. Yeah, you genuinely could meet, like, cool fucking people back in the day. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Part of why I even know you guys is because of who I met through playing games, like down the whole line. You know what I mean? Like if you trace it back like a family line, like indirectly, I know you guys because of who I played with on Xbox.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, that's
you know,
crazy.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. That's just like so fucking weird and cool. Like just genuinely making friends. And
I just think every company just caters to pussy ass kids now. Every company is just a fucking snowflake, and they're like
they don't like trolling and stuff, and like online bullying, which comes with the forced game chat. That's just part of it, and people just need to mute.
Is online bullying real in a video game?
It's not real. Stop letting fucking kids that are under the age of 18 or whatever it is get in Call of Duty and GTA and Battlefield and Siege.
Can't stop that, but
just I don't know. Don't cater to them.
Right, right. I mean, the majority of your audience is not children.
I mean, you're playing games about death and violence and drugs and sex, and yet you're worried about what a kid thinks when they get on it.
Yeah, God forbid.
Like, I understand something like
literally
Fortnite.
Literally, a guy in a fucking turban is RPGing a Marine and getting blown to bits while someone's yelling the N-word, but you're worried about what the kids can,
Right. It's,
it's just a bit odd. Yeah, I don't know. I definitely think Modern Warfare 2019 is my favorite, like, COD in terms of just the game and everything about it, though.
Yeah, even the story in that one was really good.
The single player was awesome. It was really, really fun. The missions weren't, like, overly... Like, the issue I have, like, I played the Black Ops campaign recently, and it's just, like, the new Black Ops, and it's just, like, man, they try so hard to be, like, video game Michael Bay. And just, like, the scripts are always
explosions.
So fucking... Yeah, it's just, like, everything's exploding.
About?
Like, the most recent Black Ops, I just played the storyline. The Cold War. And it wasn't bad. Like, the storyline's not bad. And, I mean, the single player is actually pretty fun. It's just like, dude, so many CODs try to be too Call of Duty-ish. And it's just like, just make a good first-person shooter, please.
I like Modern Warfare 2. That was when a boy became a man. That's like when I hit puberty as a gamer.
And that's when I found out my mom was a vicious whore.
Exactly. Dude, and the campaigns were so like
they
good
were fun
because dude it had characters that you were attached to emotionally. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I hated about Black Ops 3. They just completely got rid of all the old Black Ops characters.
Yeah, when you don't have characters that you can like associate with, you know, like relatable fucking characters.
Yeah.
Just ruins it.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like that game was like the right amount of pointless explosions. Like it wasn't overboard in any sense. Although, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's a few missions that are kind of fucking crazy, stupid.
Just like it's all about memorable missions. Like the thing is, like I remember playing like the story mode for, I think Advanced Warfare or Infinite Warfare. I don't remember anything specific about that because it seemed like every mission was just kill a bunch of waves of guys and then move on to the next part.
Like in Modern Warfare, a map.
There like Modern Warfare 2, you remember the ending where he throws the knife? Everybody fucking remembers that. Everybody
remembers Russian.
Like Frank being in the Vietnam War and like you have to save him. And then the newer Modern Warfare, I remember specifically that mission where you're like playing as a kid, like with your sister. You have to like get away from the Russians. Like, that stuff is really memorable.
And
but just, like,
house.
Big explosions yeah. and kill a bunch of guys, like,
yeah,
it's like Rambo. It's like, there's yeah. nothing memorable
That's
about it.
That's what I mean by, like, too Michael Bay-ish. There's no story. Yeah. It's just explosion.
Like, some of that is good, but then, it, like, some of it can get exhausted. I know, like, in yeah. the first Modern Warfare, I think there's a mission where you literally just have to, like, stand in one spot and defend this area for like 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. it's not every mission while, has to be a banger.
Yeah, but after a while, you're like, okay, like, is this just what I'm doing now? It's like,
yeah,
competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. The argument that people always give is like, ooh, it's meant to be a multiplayer game. They just kind of throw a single player in for,
well, not
know,
back
why
then.
Not? But yeah,
not I mean, back then.
Yeah, they really cared yeah. about the shit back then. Now it's just like, whatever. I mean, they literally did the Black Ops 4, they didn't even include a storyline at all.
Yeah, yeah, which is like, kind of stupid.
Black Ops 4 was ass. I fucking hated that game.
I hated yeah. Ghost. The campaign for Ghost was so shit.
Yeah, Ghost
I don't even remember
good.
The
didn't
Ghost
have,
campaign.
Didn't that have a touchy kid guy? What's his name? Kevin Spacey?
No, that was Advanced Warfare.
Oh, yeah. What an touchy odd guy to have in a.
I actually forgot
game.
About that, yeah.
That he touched a child.
No, I forgot that Kevin Spacey was in that game.
Oh.
Isn't that, I always thought it was crazy that, like, actors were moving to video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, just got
like,
nothing
the guy
else
that played Avatar,
on.
he was Mason.
Really?
Yeah, the guy in Avatar, main character.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I mean, no. like, I know voice actors, but I mean, like, actual human, like, people being put into a game.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, if you look like, at his face in the game, characters. It's, like, actually him.
Really? That's sick.
Yeah.
Well, they usually do that with voice actors, because otherwise you're going to have a voice that doesn't really match the face that much. Like, it's pretty common to see an in-game character look exactly like their voice actor.
Yeah
but
yeah, I remember fucking Samuel Jackson was one of the black cops in San Andreas.
Really?
That was kind of funny. Yeah, he's like the main black cop that like hates CJ.
I did not notice that. I was also like 12, but
well, I didn't notice it first either, and then eventually I like when I discovered YouTube, I would just see stuff like that pop, like, oh, voice actors and in GTA.
And then you'd have Soundscape playing and it would just show a PNG of that actor.
Yeah.
I love 2010.
Well, it's
kind of
cool too, like the GTA 5 main characters are all like their actual people.
Yeah.
So like I remember seeing like a video of Stephen Ogg, which is like the guy that plays what's the rednecky guy from GTA 5?
Soup. Trevor.
Fucking Trevor?
Trevor, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Trevor.
Trevor, he looks like himself IRL. He's the yeah. IRL guy's a lot more fit.
All of them.
They
do.
All yeah, do, no, yeah.
But they, like, deuce, like, I think Stephen Ogg's the most, like, active one.
Wow.
He was actually in Walking Dead, too.
Really?
He was for a couple seasons, yeah. He was, like, one of the bad guys in Walking Dead. So seeing that was weird.
That.
And you're just
time-
watching him be himself and with the same voice, and you're just like, this is Trevor.
He was in Breaking Bad too.
Oh, was he? Really?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's been in some big stuff.
Wait,
he's never like a main character, but
where was he at in Breaking Bad?
He was in like, I think it was Breaking Bad, or was it Better Call Saul? It was something Breaking Bad related, but it was like this one scene.
Oh, it's just a scene?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In
Walking Dead, he was in like two seasons. He was like trying to become the main bad guy, like taking over like Negan or whatever.
The only time in a video game I've seen a voice actor look nothing like their character is I don't know if you guys played enough of Cyberpunk, but there's a character named Judy who's like a little Asian lesbian woman, and her voice actor is just like this tall white redhead, but it works pretty well.
What
but
about
yeah,
the guy
like
that voices Cleveland
time.
Brown?
Oh, yeah, I guess he's
like
white.
A skinny white guy.
Yeah.
Old as fuck,
he's,
dude.
He's got a little bit of chonk to him.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not black.
Well, now it's a black dude.
Well, now it's a black dude. It's Azur's
yeah,
now. Last
yeah, it's Azur. It's a YouTuber.
Wait, no, really?
Yeah, it's a YouTuber now that does Cleveland.
He did his impression so well in his videos, I guess, and he got enough attention, and the original voice actor
that
wanted to step
quit,
down
huh?
and give it, yeah. He felt
that
like
white
it
guy quit because he was like, I don't
want to
be taking jobs from, like, from black workers or whatever.
Who should be? Well, no.
To be fair, though, like, what the fuck? That is kind of fucked. To just.
But I mean, he's been doing it for 15 years. It's like,
yeah, no.
But he just felt like a genuinely black person should play the black role.
Yeah,
it wasn't just taking jobs from black people. It was just the role.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. All right, the last question before we end the podcast: what are your ideal pizza toppings?
Pizza toppings?
Uh-huh. Pizza Mine's toppings. Pepperoni, extra cheese.
Literally anything but anchovies.
What are your ideal pizza toppings?
Pizza toppings.
Bacon and bell peppers.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, comment. I don't like bell pepper on pizza.
Oh, you're dead anchovies, to me. Kill yourself.
Spam, every
the problem is every time I burp, I taste bell pepper. And that's like the worst burping
don't burp.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Boom, have boom. You considered...
I burp a lot, okay? You know this.
Yeah, we do know this.
We are very aware of your burpage.
I never got a choice.
I just like really
that.
Good pepperoni. Like, if pepperoni tastes good, I just like a good pepperoni
yeah,
cheese pizza.
Yeah, sure you do.
A margarita pizza goes fucking hard, and it's just so basic. It's just...
Is it in a fucking yeah. cup?
Yes.
Super. No.
It's that's blended, yes.
Yes, with an you olive and a toothpick.
Yes, you drink it over ice in a big cup.
And you have to put tequila. Lime on your hand and lick it before each bite.
Put yeah. the lime in the coconut.
A little bit of salt on the rim.
I'm actually, what is your favorite pizza topping soup?
Pepperoni.
All right.
Okay, good nothing else? Job, big guy.
I like cheese.
Sauce.
Bread. I like pepperoni, bacon, shrooms.
You're going to say shrimp.
Shrimp yeah. pizza. Jambalaya. I like pepperoni pizza.
Some chitlins and some gravy
some
on
bacon,
there.
Some fucking mushrooms, sausage, olives.
Oh, no.
I do like olives on pizza.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not too picky.
Yeah, me till then.
I don't really like pineapple on it. Or anchovy.
Pineapple's good in the context if there's some set sort of meat with it.
There is
not
no
just
context.
Pineapple.
Just pineapple pizza?
Well, then no. You're right.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Just pineapple by itself would be kind of gross. Just pineapple.
The only time pineapple is good is if it's like on a Hawaiian pizza. If it's
that's
like pepperoni
saying, like
and pineapple,
and
it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or bacon. Anchovy and any salty meat, any cured meat. Like it could be like
yeah,
pancetta
well
or like, yeah, anything like that. That would still be really, really good.
Yeah. Dead Hawaiian on a pizza.
Okay, we should end it on that note.
Yeah, soup. Do your
right.
outro, Mr.
Do the
man.
Outro, babe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please
nobody
download it on Spotify. Please go download it on Spotify. Like, subscribe, leave a comment.
What?
What is so wrong?
What? What's wrong? Tell us, babe.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking...
All right.
Maybe 6 feet ain't
feet
so far.
Ain't so far now. Suicidal creed for the outro, baby. The end.
Are we done?
Okay.